Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and this is the Funny Lady Life Podcast, and I'm here with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we just want to share something that's happened. Larry had gotten a survey from his students, and it showed that they were a little put off by him. And so the chair of the department, his boss, had told him that he needs to be a little bit more down to earth and dress more casual. And so Larry left work that day and went shopping by himself. And what did you buy, Larry?
Oh, I got the tracksuit and the chains for the bling and everything. I had all the swagger going that I needed.
So apparently his boss meant like jeans and a button-down shirt, but Larry went in a different direction. I wonder where you learned...
It's the swag direction.
I wonder where you learned that. Anywho, so yesterday, you know, was his day of, you know, showing off his new look to the students, and his car had to go to the garage, and so I dropped him off at work, and so I needed the car, so his friend Bob, that I've talked about before in this podcast, was supposed to pick him up. And what happened, Larry?
Yeah, Bobby was supposed to, but I don't know. I got him stranded in the rain. It wouldn't have been so bad if it wasn't raining, but I don't know. He must have had something real important else to do or something.
Sure, sure. Just like he was supposed to take you to Orlando to meet me, and he had another engagement. Yeah, I'm using air quotes. And you had to take a taxi from Tampa to Orlando. And then... You know, he's telling you about shaving my dogs because of a tick, supposedly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then
yeah,
leaving you in a dumpster.
Well, yeah. Well, the dogs is the dumpster. Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that. Remember that? He left me
supposed
in a dumpster.
Supposed to be your train
in
buddy.
In a dumpster. And then I got detained. Remember that? They were going to arrest me and everything.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Now you're talking about it. I'm starting to think, you know what, Bobby? He is just a real friggin'... And you know, it horse's ass. I mean, you know what? He's just a...
Oh, Larry. I haven't heard those words out of you ever. Do you see what this Bobby is doing to you? Do you see what he is? You know?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm getting steamed up now. You know what? Somebody's at the door. Hold on a minute.
Who could this be? I'm not stopping this podcast. We have things to do.
Hold on.
Let's see who this is.
Oh, hey, Bobby.
Oh, no.
Come on in, Bobby.
Oh, no. Larry.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you have a lot of nerve coming here after what you did to my Larry yesterday.
What did I do now?
Leaving him at the school. It was raining.
I had a reason for that. That was an accident. I had a meeting with my bowling committee. I tried calling Larry on his cell phone. He didn't respond. I'm sorry
about
that.
Is that true, Larry?
Well, I didn't, like, check the phone yet, but, like, if that's what Bobby says, then that's probably what happened.
That's right.
Oh, I don't believe any of this. You know, I'm getting a little tired of this.
So what are you saying, Dot? What are you trying to say? You don't want me here?
Well, I don't think you're a good influence to my Larry, that's for
All
sure.
All right, you know what? Fine, I could take a hint. You know what? You know what, Larry? I'm out of here. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Hey, don't let the door hit you from behind.
Oh, jeez. There he goes. What'd you go and do that for, Dot?
Good riddance.
What'd you go and do that for, though?
And you couldn't even stand up for yourself. Haven't I taught you anything in all these years of marriage? You know I'm an assertive lady, that I speak my mind.
Well, that's a bit. You know what? I guess you're probably right, because Bobby, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, he's nothing but a... Anyway.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of... Funny Lady Life.
Horse's ass.
You have a good day. Bye.